I'm going to move into a little bit of a discussion about Space Station, tell you what the status, what the program is about, a little bit of a primer on it, tell you that we're poised to launch this year, and tell you about the status of it, tell you about the benefits of Space Station. We're doing it for human exploration of space, but also for earthly benefits. I'd like to say that the mission of Space Station is to enable long-term exploration of space and provide benefits to people on Earth. So it's for both reasons. And it's we can learn how to live in the space environment for longer and longer periods of time that will enable us to go out further and explore other parts of the solar system. So this is really a big step, and we're doing it in an international manner with a station that is more capable than anything that's ever been built before. It's really the most complex technological peacetime project ever done in history. And it will include a laboratory. It will be a laboratory for cutting-edge science. We'll be able to do life and microgravity sciences on board. It's a place to test engineering and new technologies in space. It will be, it is a project that inspires international cooperation, and this large of a project could not have been done without many nations working together. It's very important to the U.S. and each of the other nations who are involved to improve their economic competitiveness in aerospace and in other areas. And we think that it is something that inspires our children. We've had tremendous success in working with the Russians in preparing for the International Space Station. We've learned how to operate. This is the U.S. and the Russians together, and other international people as well, countries as well. We at NASA have experience putting shuttles up for 2 weeks, 1 or 2 weeks at a time. The Russians are used to operating for a year at a time with a crews coming up. I should say for many years at a time with crews coming up, staying up for longer than a year. And they've also learned how to repair things in a very fast, efficient way and through the skin of their teeth, so to speak, or the seat of their pants is probably a better expression. And we are very, very regimented in how we do our operations because we do things usually in two-week periods. So we really learn how to do that. We've learned how to work together in different cultures. We are very different in that we can sit down to computers to do our analyses, and Russians, you'll actually sometimes see sit down with a pencil and paper to sketch out and think out their solutions to problems. So we're learning how to work together, which is very important. And the station will be built up in phases, in different stages, and each stage we'll be able to do more and more research. We'll be able to live. With a crew of three going up for the first time to live on board next year. The first launch, however, will be November of this year. The element we call Zarya, which means sunrise in Russian. And it's a sunrise meaning the sunrise of a new era in space cooperation between all the partners, especially between Russia and the U.S., and this is an element that's being provided through the Russians, with the United States paying for that contribution. And later they bring up another element called the service module, where crews will be able to live and work in, there. After that, we bring up, in between these two, there's a node that's brought up. You can see that in the middle. The node is called Unity, which represents the unity of the nations that are working together, the unity of the Russian and the U.S. components that are coming together. Mentioned the international cooperation. There are multiple nations involved, U.S., Canada, Russia, Japan, 11 nations that comprise the European Space Agency. Italy has its own independent contribution, and Brazil has joined as a part of the U.S. participation. And it's just incredible to see the amount of contributions that each of the nations are bringing to the program, as we have in the color coding here. I think the Japanese contribution is one of the most interesting because it looks like a Japanese home when you think about it. It's got a living quarter inside. It's got a back porch where you can put experiments on the outside. It has an arm that that you can bring things in and out. But what it does, it reminds you of a very compact home where everything is there that you can do all within one element. The U.S. Habitation Module, which is the hab that will come up later that we'll be able to live and work in, just to show you, has all the amenities of home, so to speak. We've got the place to sleep, the shower, desk to work at, and a kitchen. And the food is much improved over the early days of the space program. Very important to people who are staying up in space in a long period of time. Showers as well. In terms of the research we'll be doing, there'll be a new way of bringing experiments up and down in a very fast mode, as well as what we call an express capability. We can bring things, as in bringing things up fast. It historically has taken years to develop space hardware and plan them and get them what we call manifested to go up and fly. We now have a capability that we're developing called the Express Rack for payloads that go inside the space station, and an Express Pallet for those that go outside, that allows small researchers, little researchers, to have little payloads that go up and down in quick schedule. So that's going to revolutionize the space research. And what's so important is that not only having the flexibility of a facility up there for long periods of time, that you can get up there quickly, but it will be up there for a long period of time, so we can do research that typically we weren't able to be able to do. The kind of research, if you can imagine going into a laboratory and being told that you have 2 weeks to work out of every 4 months to do your research, and you have to write down every single thing you're going to do in those 2 weeks before you go to do that work in the laboratory. You can't operate that way and do science in a way that's going to create the breakthroughs in a rapid way. And Space Station will change that in terms of the amount of capability you'll have, the space, the power, et cetera, and the ability to work like a real laboratory. Just to give you a couple of examples of what we'll be doing, microgravity research, meaning research in an environment where the absence of the effects of gravity, allows you to look at the human body as well as materials, inorganic and organic materials, in a way you can't do that on Earth, a way you cannot do on Earth. You can see how, as we are probably familiar, that John Glenn is going into orbit soon to evaluate the effect of the low gravity environment on his body. The aging process and the weakening of the bones of osteoporosis, as was mentioned in the film, is similar to what we see for astronauts who go into space for long periods of time. There is muscle weakening and there's bone loss in the space environment. And if we can learn why it's happening in space and as rapidly as it is and try to counteract those effects, we might be able to do the same thing here on Earth. So there's a benefit for people here, as well as it'll help us then be able to go out to space to explore for more than a year, maybe 2 years, which is what you need in order to go to Mars and come back safely. As an example, if we go to Mars and land there after being in space for a year, your muscles are weak, your bones are weaker. How do you then go down to the planet Mars and work after you've been in that near weightless environment for a year? That's a major problem. I mean, if you remember the old films of the Russians coming back from their space station, they had to be carried once they landed. Now, they've been able to counteract a lot of that because they've learned how to live in the space environment. Another area, if you look at the different kinds of materials that are... I passed this one. Flu research, you can grow, like I said, organic materials in space that you couldn't down here on the ground and as quickly or as easily. And so there may be some medicines that you'll be able to develop as a result of that research that couldn't have been done as quickly on the ground. And there is a medicine that is in clinical trials right now, or is entering clinical trials, that would be a pill that would treat flu, that would cure flu. And that's coming from the research that's going on in the space program. So that kind of research would be greatly accelerated. Thank you.